third, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. I'm so glad to be coming your way again by means of radio. Every opportunity to witness for Christ is a privilege. Listen to this scripture, and then I want to tell you the subject. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:10-12. Did you notice that statement? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It sounds to me like Paul was what we would call an optimist. You see, we're back on our gospel alphabet and dealing with the letter O. And even though I cannot find this word optimism anywhere in the Bible, surely O stands for optimism. It can be defined as the disposition to look on the bright side of life and to expect the best to happen. And surely, by us being on God's side, we can expect the very best to come to pass as we do His will. It is reported that Abraham Lincoln took this view of life. I am not so much concerned about God being on my side. The thing that concerns me most is whether I am on God's side. So, the question for us to settle is not whether God is going to help us through life and fulfill our desires, but are we going to allow God to work out His will and purpose in our lives? And if so, then we have every reason to believe and expect the very best to happen for us. Backsets and reverses are to be taken only as breathers, so to speak, as we better prepare ourselves to accomplish greater things for God and lost souls with a heart of faith and knowledge that we are on God's side, we can all be sure of victory. Turning from our doubts and grasping the promises, you can be filled with hope and confidence. The song says, hope has brought us through the dangers and temptations of the past, and we fear not those to come. By her blessings we'll go forward while this mortal life shall last, then we'll joyously go home. Dear ones, keep looking for better things. God has them in store for His saints. There is no defeat to the child of God. In life or in death, we are winners with Christ. It is worth more than gold to have the right attitude and look on the bright side of life. Surely, the joy of life overbalances the pain and sorrow which accompanies it. The storm clouds are used to form the rainbow, and it takes a nighttime to show the stars. The man of one talent had the wrong outlook. So he hid his talent because he was afraid. For this he was condemned by his master. Faith in God will cause one to keep trying and not give up. I remember one time when I was driving an old worn-out Model A Ford car, pulling a loaded two-wheel trailer behind. In this trailer was 10 squares of asbestos siding. The road led from Shreveport, Louisiana to Guthrie, Oklahoma, a distance of approximately 400 miles. Well, I started early in the morning and was making good progress with my worn-out car until traffic slowed my speed, which was not too great to begin with. Then the engine ran low of water and began to heat. I added water, but then the motor began to knock. A piston was evidently broken, and it started knocking. Soon it was firing on three cylinders. There were only four to begin with. That meant one-fourth of my power was gone. As I weighed the circumstances, I saw that I had very little to lose by driving on as long as the engine lasted. This I did, hoping and praying that God would see me through. Night came on, and for many miles, the old Model A crawled up the hill, knocking as if it would be the last hill it would ever climb. But one by one, we covered the miles until late at night, somewhere around the midnight hour. I was filled with joy as the old car and the heavily loaded trailer pulled into my own yard at home. With God as my pilot, we had safely made it through. I wish you could have seen the grooves worn in the sides of the cylinder walls by the pin after the piston was destroyed. A right attitude and a mind to work will cause us to accomplish God's will for us. The enemies of the Jews made light of Nehemiah and those who built the wall, saying, "If a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." But here is the secret of their success. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work, Nehemiah 4:6. So you see, they had faith. Dear ones, it is true that we are not permitted to view life's road from beginning to end. Some things are wisely kept from us by the wisdom of God. There are hills to climb and valleys to cross. Sometimes the shadows of despair seem to hover around us. But let us encourage you to have faith in God and toil on. In the words of the poem concerning Columbus, let us sail on and on and on. May it be with you as the words of that encouraging song, "Roll on, ye changing seasons, or turbulent seas of sin. I found a blessed shelter and glorious peace within. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as the driven snow." Remember, dear ones, we walk by faith and not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. And so as faith increases, confidence will help steady your nerves and direct your steps. It will keep you from fainting and giving up. The writer said in this way, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living," Psalm 27:13. Perhaps you've heard the expression, "As long as there is life, there's hope," and so it is. It gives us the opportunity to redeem the failures of yesterday. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And another thing to remember, as you give of your best to the Master, expect the best to come back to you. For the Scriptures do say, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Ecclesiastes 11:1. Now, may we consider for a moment some of God's great men who had difficulties, but in spite of them, lived their lives to the glory of God. Moses was slow of speech, Exodus 4:10. Joseph was despised of his brethren and sold into slavery, Genesis 37:23-28. The Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 12:7. But it didn't stop him from preaching the everlasting gospel. He was bound, but the gospel wasn't. Fanny J. Crosby became blind at 6 weeks of age. But think of the wonderful heritage of gospel poems and songs she left by which she is remembered. These dear soldiers did not bury themselves in self-pity. Oh, the tragedy of those who seek pity instead of grace. Did you ever notice that many deaf and mute people who can neither hear nor speak are not the ones seeking for pity and sympathy, but they look for and obtain jobs, making themselves useful in many industries, and to the surprise of others, sometimes make better workers than those who can hear and speak. They can work in high noise areas, and it doesn't bother them at all. They can talk on their fingers and hands and never utter a sound. So again, the noise about them doesn't hinder them in the least. Clouds protect our vision from too much sunlight. Then what we really need to do is turn our clouds inside out and see the silver lining. Our Father, we're fully persuaded that you're able to keep that which we have committed into thy hands. Help us to take what we have, that which God has entrusted into our care, and use it for the glory of God. Bless each listener in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise and glory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
How can I ever praise my Lord? Enough He has done so much for me. My sins are blotted out with His own blood. Just think of what He's done for me. How can you ever here reject His love? Friends like Him are here so few. Just think of all my Lord has done for me. He will do the very same for you. Lightning's flash, thunder's roll, yet He keeps my weary, trembling soul. How can I ever pray?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
For me.